Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 57.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Hey there, guys! This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston, and you're listening to Bear Podcast, recorded on April 14th, 2006, Friday. Yep. And, I've had a busy week, and I still haven't heard from Excalibur. I'll give him a call over the weekend, probably. He must have had so much fun in Dallas. Anyway, I had a pleasant surprise Wednesday evening. I was doing something on the computer when suddenly, at 11 o'clock p.m., somebody rings the doorbell. I had to run in the bathroom. The bedroom, because I was just wearing underwear. When I got to the door, it was Mike. He came in earlier than I expected. I was actually expecting him to come over Thursday or Friday, but it's nice to have him here earlier. I could have made this episode earlier, but I got busy. You know what I mean. Well, I have some topics for you guys, plus a promo from a listener who is also a podcaster. So stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. I want to talk about LASIK surgery. They fix your eyes with a laser and it brings back your eyes to 20/20 vision. I myself haven't had anything done in my eyes. I don't have problems with my vision. So, but I know some people who went through the procedure and now they're all happy about it. I think you have to go through a certain examination for you to be qualified to have LASIK surgery done on your eyes. Anyway, I stumbled upon a website that actually allows you to do LASIK surgery at home. Well, it's not much of a surgery if you're doing it to yourself at home. I'm really, really skeptical about it. The mere thought about it, it scares me. I don't want to do anything to my eyes. I don't like touching my eyes or do an experiment on my eyes. If ever I would, I'd rather have experts do it on me. I think it's very risky. The site is lasikathome.com. They even have a how it works page, and you can go through that. I don't know. What do you guys think about it? Something is brewing in California about domestic partnerships. Okay, this has been an ongoing topic for so long, and I don't understand people who challenge domestic partnerships. I don't think it's hurting straight people at all. And are these people trying to reaffirm that gay people are second-class citizens? This was brought up by the Campaign for California Families, a social conservative group that believes that the natural family needs respect and support. You're right. So they're saying that taking away domestic partnership privileges promotes respect and support? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Here's an article from Planet Out. The California Supreme Court on Wednesday again refused to hear an appeal challenging the state's domestic partner law. The High Court's dismissal, hailed by LGBT rights advocates, reaffirms current legal protections for same-sex couples and their families. Yeah, here they talked about the Proposition 2. Probably it's similar to the Proposition 2 here in Texas back in November. Okay, this may have been decided by voters, that proposition. But the challenge against domestic partnership in California has been turned away by the High Court. It has been done before. And I hope the High Court keeps turning it away on the future challenges, And hopefully in the future, these challengers will realize that, there is no point in taking away domestic partner rights. We can only hope.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Here's a bear friend of mine from Houston area Bears, and we talked about his job on performing tests for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. Hey guys, this is Nard, and I'm here with my friend Julio. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hello. So, okay, so we just ate here at, where is this? Bibas Wants a Meal here in Houston. What do you think of the food here?
Oh, it's very good. It's great food, and always have a good time eating here.
Oh, okay. HAB, Houston Area Bears, always have a meeting here every second Wednesday of the month. And, yeah, we just finished doing our meetings. And we have a quorum. That's mm-hmm. good. All right, so we're also getting ready for Bear Watch.
Bear Watch 7.
Bear Watch 7. So you guys are invited to come. But anyway, okay, so tell me first, Julio, what is it that you do?
I am a risk reduction specialist with Planned Parenthood of Houston. And what a risk reduction specialist is I do counseling for people that want to get tested for HIV or STDs.
Any kind of STDs?
Sexually transmitted disease. And so I do counseling, and I also do the testing. I will administer HIV tests or any other type of STD testing that a person is requiring.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, where do you usually do your tests?
I work out of several of our clinics. We have 10 clinics in the Houston metro area. I also do testing at the different county jails.
Now, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I go to, like Walker County Jail, Montgomery County Jail. There's also a jail next to the baseball stadium, Minute Maid Park. And we test out of there, Brazoria County Jail. I also test at women's shelters, halfway houses, drug treatment centers. Mm-hmm. Basically, anywhere where people want to invite me to do testing. I also do education, HIV STD education at several universities like TSU downtown, also Sam State University, Angelina College.
So you have students. Of course, there's students there in mm-hmm. college, but you know, there's a lot of students and teachers attending your seminars, stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Sometimes up at Sam State University, I'll do one at what they call the LSC Theater. Usually, it's 200 to 300 people. Most of the time, standing room only.
Oh wow!
So
and you talk about. Safe sex and stuff like that.
Right. Anything we talk about HIV, different ways that you could catch HIV, other STDs, and then I also tell them how to protect themselves if they want to have oral sex, anal sex, or vaginal sex. You know, there's a correct way to do it, and if you want to be safe.
Okay. I remember before when you're giving, what is it again? What is that myth about? When somebody comes and. What about room temperature, and if you wait a little, if the guy comes and you wait for a little while at room temperature, it would be safer to play with a cum. Is there such a thing?
No, there's no such thing. Actually, HIV outside the body, like on a surface, could live up to 24 hours.
Oh wow!
Hepatitis C on a surface outside the body could live up to 7 days. Uh-huh. Inside a syringe, you know, where there's no air hitting it, HIV could live for up to 45 days and hepatitis C indefinite. Okay?
Oh, wow.
But in terms of, being room temperature, that's a myth.
That's a myth. Okay.
Okay.
I heard that, when was it last, not this Bears to the Coast, but last year's Bears to the Coast in 2004, I think, when mm-hmm. we were talking to a friend of ours. He was saying, just wait a little and it's safe to eat it, something like that.
Right. in terms of risk, anal sex without a condom is actually, the highest risk. Vaginal sex without a condom is just as risky as anal sex. Yeah. Oral sex, less than 1%, in terms of HIV, or kissing, you literally would have to have like 50 gallons worth of saliva or semen in your mouth in order to, you know, be infected. And that's because we have chemicals and acid in our mouth that keeps the virus in check. It's easier to get gonorrhea of the throat, herpes in the throat, than it is to catch HIV. But it's still a risk, but the risk is real small.
You told me about, you know, it, how fast comes out of the penis, something like that.
One of the things, you know, if you want to have safe sex, you know, in terms of having somebody ejaculate in your mouth, depending on the guy, you can either have a little dribble or... You know, semen could come out anywhere from 60 to as high as 90 miles an hour. And so, depending on the person and how fast the semen comes out, then that's kind of a risk. If that person has an open sore or bleeding gums, then that's a risk for that semen to penetrate the membrane and get that person infected.
So, if you're a shooter, it's more risky than if you're an oozer.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, if you want to, can I say suck dick?
Of course!
If you want to suck
this
dick.
This is podcasting, you can say anything. You can say fuck, suck, whatever. Okay. Yeah, okay.
If you want to suck dick, hopefully you got a dribbler, not a shooter.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want to be safe.
Oh, wow, okay. So, all right. What method test, like, of course, you can, we know about the... testing of HIV. How do you test for HIV?
Okay, there's several ways that a person could get tested for HIV nowadays. Depending on where you go, it's gonna, you know, the price that you pay. Even with, you know, like you go shopping for a car, it's good to shop around for an HIV test because the cost is gonna vary. There's several ways that you could get tested. The old-fashioned way, we stick a needle in your arm and we take a tube of blood, and depending on how much you want to pay, you could get your results back in 4 to 5 business days or up to 2 weeks. The difference, depending again where you go, $12 for a 2-week test, up to $100 for a 4 to 5 day test. Then, if you're scared of needles in your arms, we could do what they call HIV card or a DBS card, and basically we prick your finger and take 5 drops of blood and put it on a card, and we send that card in to the lab, and again, depending where you go, it could take 5 business days up to 2 weeks to get the results back. The third test is called an OraQuick test. An OraQuick test, you could do it 1 of 2 ways. We could prick your finger and take 1 drop of blood. That's all we need. 1 drop of blood. We put it into a test kit, and you get your results back in 20 minutes.
Wow, that's very fast.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're scared of even that one little prick, and we're talking about the needle, not the prick.
Okay.
We could do it by swab. We swab the inside of your cheek, your gum in your cheeks, and put that in the test kit, and you could have your results back in 20 minutes.
You can do that, the swab thing, the same way you do with the blood, from the finger.
It's the same kit.
It's the same kit,
It's just two different ways of collecting the sample. Again, one could be a prick with 1 drop of blood, or it's a swab, you know, your saliva. And what an HIV test looks for is for antibodies. So if somebody's been infected, they're going to have the antibodies, and that's what an HIV... HIV tests are not checked for HIV. It checks for antibodies to HIV.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's pretty much HIV, and many people, I guess, are aware. But that's not the only thing that people can catch.
Right. There's other STDs that you can catch. Right now, Texas is one of 5 states... that CDC, Center for Disease Control, has declared a syphilis emergency. Right now, we have a lot more people coming back positive for syphilis than we do for HIV. And syphilis is very high in the gay community. And syphilis will kill you faster than HIV will. HIV, you know, before it turns to full-blown AIDS, it's going to take 10 to 15 years. Somebody could actually die from syphilis within 5 to 7 years, depending on that person. And the reason that we're having a big problem is up to 90% of people could have syphilis and not have any symptoms. And meaning you could, you know, it starts out as a sore in the penis and the vaginal area, but a lot of people don't get that symptom, you know. If it goes to stage 2, you get sores on the bottom of your hand, bottom of your feet, but a lot of people don't get that symptom either. So now because we have a syphilis emergency in the state of Texas, especially if you're a gay man and you go get an HIV test, a lot of places will do a free syphilis test. Mm-hmm. Because we are having such a problem with syphilis in the state of Texas.
How do you do that test?
For syphilis, we actually have to draw your blood from your arm, a regular tube of blood, and that's called an RPR, and then we send it off to the lab, and hopefully most RPRs we get back within 5 to 6 business working days.
That's pretty long.
So, that's one of the things that we're recommending, especially in the gay community, that not only do you get tested for HIV, but you also get tested for syphilis.
How about that cotton swab you put in the pee hole?
The cotton swab in the pee hole.
Yeah.
Okay? basically, that's for chlamydia, gonorrhea. And again, just like anything else, you have to shop around. A lot of places are still using the little cotton swab that we stick up the penis. And yeah, it hurts, you know. but depending on where you go, there's some places like Planned Parenthood of Houston, you have the option of either getting the swab or we have you pee in a cup. You know, so you can pee in a cup to get a chlamydia gonorrhea test. You don't have to get the swab. But very few places are using that, and you have to ask and shop around. So,
is there a home kit for chlamydia?
No, there's no home kit for chlamydia gonorrhea.
How about syphilis? There's no home kit either.
No home kit for syphilis.
So the only one that has a home kit is really HIV.
Well, the home kit is not a home kit.
Okay.
When you go to the store and you buy one of those HIV kits, you draw the blood, they walk you through it, but you still have to send that sample to a lab, and then that lab will get, you know, you'll have a number, and you call a couple of days after that to get your results. Mm-hmm. But that's a misconception. It's not a home kit. You're not going to take it home, do the test, and know your results right there on the spot.
I thought it's something like it's like pregnancy test. You wait for it to become plus or minus or.
No, that's what the OraQuick is. But the OraQuick is not sold over the counter. You have to go to somebody that's certified, like a risk reduction specialist, which I am, mm-hmm. and that person has to administer the test. And again, so you can't go to the drugstore and buy one and take it home.
No, you can't. How about online? You can buy it online.
The ones online are not certified by the Center for Disease Control or the Food and Drug Administration. A lot of those are coming from overseas and they're not authorized for the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Again, it has to do with temperatures. You have to keep it at a certain temperature, and if you order one of those kits and it's in transit, for a couple of days, you don't know what that, if that kit's been compromised by the time it gets to you.
Oh, okay.
So, again, OraQuicks have to have a certain temperature in order to do the test. You have to have a certain temperature to store the kits, and that's why it's not available over the counter.
I see. All right, okay. So, I'm quite sure that you've been doing a lot of tests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happens if you find somebody who's positive?
Okay, good question. When we have somebody that comes back positive, the way a HIV test is done, if somebody comes back positive, we run a second test, and it's called the Western blot. It's a different type of test than the first one. If that test comes back positive, we run a third test. If the third test comes back positive, then we know that person is positive, and it's 100% a true test. There's times where we could do the first test and it comes back positive, but the second test comes back negative. So when we tell somebody they're positive, we know for 100% sure that they're positive. After somebody comes back positive, what we're going to do is link them into different services, depending if they have insurance, if they don't have insurance. And the next thing they want to do is find out what their viral load is. We actually have a test that measures the amount of virus inside a person's body. And the next thing we want to do is do a T-cell count. A T-cell is what is part of your immune system. A normal person, if we take a tube of blood from them, a normal person has between 800 to 1,800 T-cells. Once the T-cells fall to 200 or less, that person has full-blown AIDS. 201 and above, they're HIV positive. So if somebody comes back positive, we want to find out how much virus they have in their body and where their immune system is, their T cell count.
Yeah, that's right. So do you give them counseling? Do you what does a person do? I mean, okay, you tested him for positive and you test him a couple of times more, and if he tests out positive, is there any place that he should go or get counseling or advices?
Well,
or
again, what if somebody comes back positive, we're going to make the referral to the appropriate place. If the person needs to have an HIV specialist, we're going to refer them depending if they have insurance. If they don't have insurance, we have places that we will refer them to do the T cell, the viral load.
Okay.
If they need counseling, we're going to refer them to counseling. If they have a partner and they want their partner test, we'll refer them where they could have their partner tested. So in all the services that we refer people to, there's no charge for them. They're free of charge.
So for free, okay.
A charge for anybody that comes back positive through our program at Planned Parenthood.
I see. Well, that's a very educational food for thought. Okay, guys, remember, HIV and all these diseases, it doesn't choose anyone. It doesn't choose its victim. Everyone can be affected.
Right. Yeah. And just a little side note, right now in the Houston metropolitan area, which is 13 counties, it's called Texas Region 6, we have the fourth highest rate of infection for the entire country. And depending on whose statistics you listen, because Harris County puts them out, City of Houston, Texas Department of Health, and CDC, they say 4 out of 10 people in this area have HIV, either know it or don't know it. So if you want to see what 4 out of 10 people, looks like, next time you're at a party or next time you're in a bar, count up to 100, and chances are that 40 people in that bar or that party, of 100, is going to have HIV, either know it or don't know it.
Oh, wow.
So
that is pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, by the way, tell me, how can people reach you, Julio?
Okay, if anybody has any question about HIV, STD, or they want to find out the nearest place they can get tested, they can email me at Julio, J-U-L-I-O, Lewis, L-U-I-S, at AOL.com. And just put on the message tag HIV or STD, and I'll get that and give you a reply.
All right, so okay. Well, I really appreciate you being in the show. Thank you very much, Julio.
And next time, invite me back and I'll talk about it some more.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about safe sex.
We'll talk about safe sex and sex toys and condoms and all the myth that comes with condoms.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I have some bear events for you guys. Bear Hunt 6, Return of the Big Kahuna, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on April 27th. Okay, let me read their blurb here. Thanks to the 196 attendees of Bear Hunt 5, the search for the Big Kahuna. We think things were a big success and invite you to join us this year for the Return of the Big Kahuna. Once again, it will be held at the last weekend in April of 2006. Starting Thursday, April 27th, and ending on Sunday, April 30th. Check back once in a while for updates, and please mark your calendar for more fun on the South Carolina's summer sun. Okay, you have a schedule here. All right, check out the website at carolinabears.com. Great British Bear Bash 9, GBBB9 for short, in Manchester, United Kingdom. Okay, the Great British Bear Bash 9, April 28th to May 1st, 2006. It's a 4 days of bear-filled furry fun. Theme club and social nights, live entertainment, Mr. Bear competition, bear sauna, comedy brunch, ice cream social, lube wrestling. Ooh, that's nice. bear buddies, foam party, and much more. Okay. Just, you'll see more details at www.manbears.co.uk. Alright. Manchester. Okay, how about Fur Weekend? F-U-R Weekend. It's in Orlando, Florida. The Bears of Central Florida presents present FUR weekend, meaning Florida Ursine Retreat Weekend. A no frills but lots of fun weekend for all Florida Bear clubs. Friday is club night with Bears Night Out, hors d'oeuvres, and drink specials for Bears and their admirers. Saturday noon, 3 p.m., Florida Bear clubs are invited to participate and set up a table to represent your club. Wow, they're pretty much open. They're welcoming other clubs. Thank you very much. Okay, that's Bears of... you can check out the website at bocf.org. Okay, that's Bears of Central Florida. All right. Next is Rodeo in the Rock in Little Rock, Arkansas, April 28th. The rodeo will be from April 20th to 30th, 2006, at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. Rodeo in the Rock is sanctioned by the International Gay Rodeo Association. All IGRA rules and regulations will apply. Okay. You can see more details at dsra.org. All right. Okay, I'm going to promote a local, well, not a local, but, you know, a Houston event. It's called Bear Watch. Yeah, I believe I've been talking about it. Julio mentioned it earlier also. Okay, so check out the website at HoustonAreaBears.com/BearWatch. It's an event. It's going to be organized by the Houston Area Bears, and we're going to do it in Galveston. I'm part of the committee. And okay, it's going to be on May 19th to 21st. Okay, so check out the website at HoustonAirBears.com. And yeah, just we're introducing a new game there called Bear Amazing Race. So you check out the website, you'll see those links over there. And we have sponsors: Bears Life Magazine, Astroglide, BearCity.com, and Bear Shirts. That's Bear-Shirts.com. Yeah, and it's actually we are kind of a raising funds for the Lazarus House. We're going that's the beneficiary of the event, and yeah, so that is cool. Oh, by the way, what happened was the host hotel has now been sold out. Now we just need to go to the overflow hotel. Okay, so again, check out the website, HoustonAirBears.com/BearWatch. I got an email from one of the listeners, and his name is Mongo. He says, I just wanted to thank you for including the information about binational gay couples in your podcast. My partner and I are binational bear couple, and we've had our own dramas, trials, and tribulations with the unfair and discriminatory system set up by the INS. Yeah, so yeah, I heard about that, and yeah, I talked about this in the previous episode with when I featured John McMullen, and yeah, I talked about John McMullen was talking about binational couples not having the same privileges as a straight couple, binational straight couples, because the straight couples can just simply marry, and they don't have any problems with the INS, but with gay couples, it's a different story. Okay, to continue, he says here, I'm also a podcaster and wanted you to know that I really enjoy your show. Thank you very much, Mongo. And he says here, my show isn't bear or gay related. I'm part of the Indie Feed Network, and we feature performance poetry. Interesting. If you'd like to check it out, I'm at performancepoetry.indiefeed.com. Okay, here's a promo from Mongo.
Hey, this is Mongo with the Indie Feed Performance Poetry Channel. And yeah, that's right, I said poetry, but hang on to your hats because this is nothing like what you heard in high school. We're featuring some of the hottest spoken word artists working in the field today, and you'll hear it only here on Indie Feed. So head on over to iTunes and pick us up, or visit performancepoetry.indiefeed.com.
Well, thank you very much, Mongo, and I'll check out your podcast and put it in my subscribe to it in my iTunes. Yeah, thank you very much, Mongo. Well, I guess that's all for now. I'm going to wrap up the show, and I'll be having more interviews in the future. And yeah, today's Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, I'll be, hopefully I could get in touch with a porn star. Yeah, you'll find out soon. Okay, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I should remind you guys that this can be, that you can subscribe to this using iTunes. If you go to www.bearpodcast.com, there's a link on the right that says subscribe by iTunes. You can actually download this into your computer and subscribe to it if you have iTunes, and you can sync it up in your MP3 player or your iPod if you have an iPod. If you have a Zen or any other MP3 player, yeah, you can copy those MP3s. Yeah, so subscribe. Just go to podcast directory and that in the iTunes music store and just search for Bear Podcast, all one word, and you'll be able to find. Find the podcast there. Also, you can leave reviews there if you have the chance. Okay, so I can also email me, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, or you can call the hotline at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. If you have any comments on the show, you can leave me. You can contact me. If you have any messages or any announcements, just let me know. Okay, guys, thank you guys for listening. Until the next show, guys, many wolves and many hugs.